oh my God, when is this shit gonna end? Quarantine, isolation, fucking bullshit. All because of some goddamn bat? It's fucking stupid. What? What do you want? What the fuck do you mean, what am I mad at? Don't you see? We're stuck in this fucking house for weeks now. Can't go outside. Can't meet my boyfriend. Can't party with my friends. All because of this stupid coronavirus, which probably isn't just a normal virus either. And some dumb fuck fucked up in a lab and accidentally let it out. Like, who the fuck is asking these scientists to do these kind of experiments anyway? Aren't nuclear bombs enough? And for what? Someone's fantasy? Get out of here. What? All right, smartass. Maybe it's not proven that it's someone's fault, and maybe it did really come from animals, and maybe it did spread naturally this quick, but I still don't see how that makes that situation any less annoying. Fuck. Huh? Relax? It is what it is? Dude. You don't even know what you're talking about, okay? I'm about to fucking explode or something if I don't get what I need soon enough. What is it that I need? I don't think you want to hear that. Because it's not something you would want to hear from your sister. Dude, stop asking, okay? I'm not going to tell you. Fine. I'll tell you, but promise you won't be running around the house telling everyone about it. Yeah? Can I trust you? Are you sure? Okay. Just come closer then. Closer, stupid. I don't want anyone to hear this. Okay, listen. But you wanted to know, right? So there you have it. Now quit whining. I warned you and told you it wasn't something you'd like to hear, didn't I? What? Can't I just silently bring my boyfriend to my room? Fuck no. Why? So you can snitch on me to our parents? And besides, I don't want to catch coronavirus either. I'm not one of those people that spread the virus because they think only old people will catch it. I'm not stupid. Huh? Oh, you wouldn't tell on me. Yeah, I bet, little brother. Whatever. Just fuck it, all right? It's not gonna work. You think I haven't thought about it before? Why do you care anyway? I don't know too many brothers who would be okay with knowing their big sister's banging some dude in another room. Wouldn't that be awkward for you? I mean, you would most definitely hear me moan and stuff. And you'd probably hear the bed squeaking like crazy. You know these walls are thin. Besides, I know you have a little crush on me. No, a big crush, actually. I bet you would be madly jealous. Right. Let's be honest. Most little brothers at some point in life have a crush on their big sisters, especially when they're as hot and cool as I am. Well, maybe not now, because I'm so frustrated by this situation, but usually I'm the coolest big sister, and you know it. Wait. Are you seriously trying to tell me right now that you never thought of fucking me? I hope that's not what you're trying to do. That's adorable, little brother. You do realize I still remember those boners I used to give you when we sunbathed outside, right? No way. Are you blushing? Ah, look at you. It's okay. I mean, you were just a little boy back then, and your hormones were going crazy. I know you wished I could just put my hands on you back then and fix the problem for you. That's why I teased you so much. It was such a fun toy to play with back then. Don't deny it, little bro. I know little boys think about sex all the time. You didn't control it back then, and I'd put all my money on it that you can't control it now either, when you're finally an adult. After all, I only got hotter and hotter over time, didn't I? No? You don't think about me like that? Ever? Brother, I can read you like a book. Please don't make me prove it. Proof what? Prove that you're still my little boy, of course, who has a massive crush on me. I can't prove it? Are you sure? So you're saying that if I take this shirt off, your face won't turn into a complete tomato instantly? Oh, I'm going to do it. You know me. Huh? Oh, why wouldn't that be fair? Is it because you know you'd get hard in front of me and make a fool of yourself? No? Okay, then. I guess I can do it then, if you're so sure. No again? What's going on, little bro? Are you scared? Are you scared I'm just going to embarrass you with this hot body of mine? So wait, did you just admit it? You do have a crush on me. I knew it. That's kind of strange, though, you know. Not the fact that you have a thing for me, but the fact that you really just admitted it. Because I know you, and I know you would never take an L that quick. What could possibly be the reason? Oh, I think I get it. You just want to avoid the embarrassment I talked about earlier, don't you? You don't want to have to deal with the emotions that you know I can bring out of you at any time. Is that it? Well, that's too bad. That's too bad because the thing is, I'm bored right now. And this little talk with you, it's calmed me down a bit. Yeah, I'm not angry anymore like I was a few seconds ago. And also, I just reminded myself of just how much fun it was to torture you with my beauty back in the day. I can't help but smile and giggle a little bit the more I remind myself of all the anxiety I gave you. I was a bad, bad big sister. And you know what? Nothing's changed. Because I think I want to play a little game with you right now. I just thought of it. It's going to be great. You're going to love it. Just you and me, one-on-one, in my room. Oh yeah, we're going to go to my room. Give me your hand, little brother. Did you not hear me? Don't make me repeat myself. I said, give me your hand. Good boy. Listen to what I say. Always. Now come with me. This is going to be fun, I promise. Here. Sit on my bed. Now. Oh, wait, one more thing. There. What? Oh, don't worry about why I locked the door. Worry about why I made you come here and sit on my bed in the first place. You know I don't usually just let you in here like that. I can see how nervous you are. Still, not as nervous as I like you. Let's fix that. By taking this little shirt off. There we go. What's that, brother? Why did I do that? Why do you think? Didn't you figure it out yet? Damn, I thought it was pretty obvious. We're going to play my favorite game. It's called Teasing My Shy Little Brother. Only this time, we can go a little further. Because you're an adult now. And that's why I lock the door. I'm sorry, little bro. I know this is kind of inappropriate. I shouldn't bully you like this, knowing that you're going to be real uncomfortable real soon. Especially since you really are the sweetest thing ever. And I really love you. But you have to understand, it's quarantine season, and I love to fool around. And since my boyfriend isn't here, you will have to take his place. That's right, little brother. I'm actually surprised I didn't think of this earlier when I was getting mad and stuff, throwing all those F-bombs for no reason, when I literally have someone I can use right in the next room. Shh, I don't want to hear any complaints. You know Big Sis doesn't like that. Just shut up and listen to what she says. And you might just get rewarded. It's not like I'm getting touchy with you or anything. I'm just showing off my body to you and watching you. Don't be a pussy. Just accept the challenge, little bro. Let's see if you can win this little battle and not look away from me. It shouldn't be too hard, right? I know you can do it. You should be thankful, if anything. This might be the last chance for you to ever see me get naughty like this. Look at this gorgeous pair of breasts of mine. Don't you just wish they were all yours? Don't you wish you could just take my top off and play with them? Aren't you just so curious how my nipples look? How about you beg for it? I might just accidentally unbutton this thing and drop it, you know? I mean, unless you still want to pretend that you're not liking this, then we can forget about it ever happening. What's it gonna be, little brother? Are you gonna pass up on such an opportunity just to save your little pride? God, it feels so good when I squeeze them like that. Come on. I know this drives you insane. Just say please, and I'll expose these two babies to you. I want to hear how good you sound begging me. I'm not going to laugh at you, I promise. I make my boyfriend beg too sometimes. Sometimes I beg him. It's normal. You won't look weak. You'll look cute. And that's how I want you. So be my cute little brother. Beg me. Beg me to take my top off. Come on. I know you can. That's a good start. No, I'm not laughing. Keep going. Keep going. Okay, that's enough. You did a good job. Even better than I thought you would. Now, as promised, I'm going to show you my breast. Or should I say tits? You like when I talk dirtier like that? I bet you do. So let me show you my tits, little brother. You like them? I love when you're blushing like this and stuttering. Makes me want to eat you up like this. Keep being cute like that and I might just come for you. You like that, don't you? You naughty boy. You want this gorgeous body all over you. Don't you, little brother? Look what you're doing to me. Look where my hand is. You've got me touching myself between my smooth legs. I just couldn't help it. I didn't even know my hand was slowly going down there. Oh, you're doing something to me. you always did. I just never admitted it. And I guess I didn't want to accept those kinky thoughts because it's wrong. But now, oh brother, my sweet, sweet little boy, I'm so hungry for you. Hungry for that boner that just formed in front of me in those pants of yours. Don't try to hide it now. What's the point? I've already seen it. And I want it. And I'm gonna get it real soon. But first, I'm gonna just watch you. And tease my wet little pussy through my panties. Oh gosh, I can't believe what I'm saying and doing right now. This is stronger than me. You're too damn hot. Oh. Okay, that's it. I want you right now. Don't move away from me on the bed. You're the one that wanted to know why I was mad. None of this would be happening if you just minded your own business. You brought this on yourself. And now I just gotta have you. And nothing in this world is gonna keep me from putting my hands and body all over you. Keep pulling back. I'm gonna catch you anyways. There we go. I've got you. Don't try to break free. I got you pinned by your wrist, and you're not winning this battle. Besides, why would you want to break free anyway? Isn't this your biggest dream? To have me look down at you with my seductive eyes? Come on, stop squirming. Calm down, little brother. Calm down. Yeah, there. That's better. Now look. I know this is way different from what I used to do. I used to just tease you with my sexy outfits and whatnot. But to be honest, this is what I always wanted to do. I don't really know why. You just work on me somehow differently. You make me want to put you in your place, dominate you, and then just use you. And abuse you. Not in a negative way, like I want to hurt you, but abuse you sexually with my love for you. I don't know, it's hard to explain. And it's because I know you secretly want it just as much as I do. You've always wanted me to take you like this. Am I not right? Like, just be honest, little bro. When you were a kid and we sunbathed, you always dreamed I would get on top of you out of nowhere and grind against your boner until you came in your pants, didn't you? Especially like this, when my gorgeous tits are out, right in front of your face. And then you would pretend that you didn't like it. Because you have a little rape fantasy, don't you? Come on. Don't be scared to admit it. I saw the audios you were listening to. All incest and rape fantasy stuff. Mostly big sister and little brother stuff. And you, the listener, is the one who's getting raped. I didn't say anything because I didn't care that much. But now all the memories and stuff that we just talked about turned me on so much. And you made me so fucking wet. I just want to go one step further and fuck my little brother. I want to break some rules. Don't you want to do the same? We can even role play and pretend that you don't want this. We can pretend that I'm raping you. It's going to be so fucking hot. Come on, little brother. Let become my plaything until this quarantine season is over. Become my little pet. My little sex toy. Please. I can make you feel so good. It's not only just about me. These kisses are just a tiny piece of what I have to offer. I know you're not too experienced, but I'll take care of you and guide you like a big sister should. Just say four words for me. Fuck me, big sis. Please fuck me, big sis. Normally I'd start off by licking and sucking your cock, but I haven't had a dick inside of me so long now. I just want to put it in and ride you until I come, until you explode deep inside of me. You're hard already anyways. I can feel it as you're pressing against me. Just let me have it, okay? I'm going to get completely naked for you right now. Can I trust that you won't move once I get off of you? Yeah? You swear? Okay, little brother, don't disappoint me. Here. How's that? You love this sexy body, don't you, little boy? You always wanted to see it. Well, now you can have it. Look at this ass of mine. It just begs to be spanked. Okay. Let's pull your pants down and see what you're hiding down there. Holy shit. Wow. Little brother. That's amazing. How could you hide it from me for such a long time? Gosh, it's fucking gorgeous. I know what I said earlier, but holy fuck. I really need to put my mouth on it now. There's no way I can skip having a taste of this hard cock. It's okay if I put my mouth on it. You don't mind, right? Wait, why am I even asking you? This thing already belongs to me. Oh my God, brother. I barely put my mouth on it and I can already taste your pre-cum. It's delicious. Fuck. I'm sorry I started sucking it like that without a warning. I couldn't help myself. I want to push this whole dick down my slutty throat. Oh, it's so good. Holy fuck, little brother. I could blow you like this for a whole day. But my pussy's graving your dick even more than my mouth is. I want to push you deep inside of me and ride you like a wild animal. You're okay with that, aren't you? Yeah? You're gonna do whatever the fuck I say, because you're my good little boy, right? You want to be a good little brother for your sweet big sis, don't you? Good. So lay still and let me sit on your cock. Oh. Oh, yeah. That's it. Fuck, that's such a good size. Oh, it feels so good when I slowly move my hips like that. Oh. But that's not enough. You know that, right? I like it harder and faster. You're gonna let Big Sis use that hard cock, aren't you? Yeah, because you want to make her come, don't you? Good boy. Big Sis will make you come too. Just don't do anything. Lay still and be cute for me. Cute and hot for your big sister. Oh, just like that. Are you ready? Oh. Yeah, how's that, huh? Much better than my mouth, isn't it? Fuck. I can't tell you how many times I've thought about doing this. I guess I'm a hypocrite for calling you out and having such a crush on me earlier. I'm the bigger pervert here. Oh, yes. Oh, God damn, I can't believe I'm finally bouncing on a cock after all that time in isolation. And your dick feels so fucking good at my wet pussy. Oh, it's way better than my boyfriend's. Oh, his dick doesn't even compare to yours, little brother. Oh, yeah. Oh, fuck. Oh, oh, I feel myself getting closer, little brother. Oh, do you feel like you're getting closer, too? Yeah? You want to come together? Oh, let's try to come at the same time. I want you to fill me up as soon as I come on this dick. You can do that, right? I know you can. Oh, oh, shit, I feel it's coming. Oh, I'm about to fucking come on this hard dick. It feels too good. I want you to shoot your load as deep as possible. Do you understand? Oh, I'm on the pill. I won't get pregnant. Just let it go right up my pussy. Don't hold back. Oh, I'll count to five, and you're going to fill me up on five, okay? Here we go. One, two, three, four. Come on. Are you ready? Oh, just let it go, baby. I know you can do it, little brother. And five. Come now. Oh, come with me. Oh, I'm coming. Oh, 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 oh. Oh my God. Oh, little brother. Oh, you came so much in me. Oh, so good. Such a good boy. Fuck. Oh, that was amazing. Oh, I needed this so much. Oh, thank you, little brother. Let me clean your cock. You know, I wasn't lying when I said your cock is much better than my boyfriend's. You have a really, really good dick. And I think I'm going to be visiting your room way more often from now on, just to get my fix. I've barely experienced this thing, but I'm already addicted to it. I can tell you that. So sweet. I'm gonna sleep with you tonight, okay? I'll sneak into your room when the parents fall asleep. We'll lock the door and fuck under the covers until the sun rises. We can try all the known positions. And then we can try all the other ones. And then maybe we can try anal. I've never done it before, but My friends who tried it before told me it's really great when you do it with someone you really trust and love. So, there's a long way before us, little brother. We're going to have so much fun together. And not only during this quarantine, I plan on fucking you even when everything goes back to normal. I could break up with my boyfriend, too, if you want me to. But that's in the future. And right now, I think I want a round two from you, little brother. Shush. Lean back and enjoy. I'll get it ready for you.